Hello and welcome to episode 36 of BuzzHub's Front Seat Cinema, the weekly film podcast where I bring you the latest film and TV news, film reviews, and box office numbers. It's been a while since our last episode, but I will begin this week's show with some of the latest film and television news. We of course have a version of an adaptation of The Jungle Book coming out of two studios right now, Fox and, or Warner Brothers and Disney. And Disney's one is being directed by Jon Favreau. Yes, Disney's one's being directed by Jon Favreau, and it stars Bill Murray, Scarlett Johansson, Ben Kingsley, Christopher Walken. They're all providing voices for it. But there is another version of The Jungle Book being made over at Warner Brothers, directed by Andy Serkis. And it's called The Jungle Book Origins, while the other one is just called The Jungle Book, I believe. And The Jungle Book Origins has been announcing some casting over the last 24 hours. And it's the people who have been announced to provide voices for it. We've got Benedict Cumberbatch, Christian Bale, and Kate Blanchett are the big names, but also the British actors Peter Mullen and Eddie Marzan. Also going to be involved with this film, directed by Andy Serkis, who is also himself going to star. So it's interesting, we're getting some good casting for both of these films. It's arguable which film has a better cast, but I suppose that's up for discussion. But Christopher Walken, Bill Murray, Scarlett Johansson over in the Disney version is a pretty good collection of actors. I'm not sure if Kate Blanchett and Benedict Cumberbatch can top that. In other news, Marvel's Ant-Man, directed by Peyton Reed, and starring Paul Rudd and Michael Douglas and Evangeline Lilly. There's been some news on that. It started shooting this week. We get a first still just featuring Paul Rudd. And there was some new casting announced. Judy Greer, Bobby Cannavale, and the rapper T.I. are all going to be in the film. And John Slattery is going to be returning to the Marvel Cinematic Universe in his role as Howard Stark, which he first played in Iron Man 2. We got a trailer for Jason Reitman's new film, which is called Men, Women, and Children, and stars Adam Sandler and Ansel Elgort. Bradley Cooper and Todd Phillips, the team from the Hangover trilogy, they're going to reunite for a film called Mac Bolan. Frederick Bond is going to be directing the Olympus Has Fallen sequel, London Has Fallen. Stellan Skarsgård is going to be returning in Avengers Age of Ultron in his role of Dr. Selvig. Ving Rhames is going to be returning for Mission Impossible 5. So there's been some casting, there's been quite a bit of casting for the HBO version of Westworld, which is being produced by both J.J. Abrams and Jonathan Nolan. Ed Harris, James Marsden, Miranda Otto, and Thandi Newton have all joined that mini-series, I suppose it's a mini-series. It's based on the Yul Brynner film from the 70s. It's a science fiction western sort of thing. So that's pretty interesting. It's coming to HBO in 2015, I believe. So anyway, that's some of the more recent news. In terms of what I have seen recently, we had Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles came out a couple of weeks ago. Absolutely horrible film. You'll hear how it's been getting on in the box office report at the end of the episode, but produced by Michael Bay, directed by Jonathan Liebsman, this film is an absolute really painful to sit through. It's basically a reboot of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, who are apparently these beloved characters from whatever decade they were popular in, I have no clue. The film stars Megan Fox and Johnny Knoxville, which tells you all you need to know about any film, as far as I'm concerned. Now, in all fairness, it does also star William Fichtner and Will Arnett, who are talented actors, but they don't really have much to do here. And needless to say, it is misogynistic, it is crass, it is unfunny, it is extremely violent, especially considering it's directed at young children, and considering young children are the only people who could ever possibly find this film entertaining. It's an abomination and doesn't deserve to be called a film. And I gave it 1 star, and it's the first 1-star review I've written since After Earth last year, so that's really saying something. So I've also seen recently, I saw The Congress, which is this very interesting new film from the director of Walter Bashir, and it stars Robin Wright, Harvey Keitel, Paul Giamatti, and it's a very kind of odd, surreal science fiction drama. And first half it is live action featuring Robin Wright, Harvey Keitel, and then everything becomes animated, and it's very, very strange. But I gave it 4 stars. It's a very interesting concept. The film doesn't fully achieve its potential, I feel, but it's definitely worth a look, and it's certainly a lot better than some of the stuff that's out at the moment. So I also saw The Angriest Man in Brooklyn, and the reason I saw this is because this is the last film that was released before the death of Robin Williams, the last film the actor had released. So Robin Williams was just one of two Hollywood greats who have passed away since our last episode. He died about a week and a half ago. He was 63, very tragic. He left behind a great filmography, loads of great films that he appeared in over the years. Had a wonderful career. And the day after he died, Lauren Bacall, the legendary, iconic, and inspirational actress, who was in Key Largo and The Big Sleep, she died as well, and she was 89, I believe she was. So another very sad death, and they will both be missed. But Robin Williams' last released film, he has 4 more films to be seen, but his last released film before his death, The Angriest Man in Brooklyn, I saw that. Not at all deserved of the title of his last release film, I must say. Not a good film. He does a decent performance in it, but apart from that, it's a shambles. It's really badly written, poorly directed, and unambitious film, and it's really not worth a look, so I wouldn't recommend that you see it, even though it is a chance to see Robin Williams. But he's made so many great films, and this one is not one of them. So it's time now for the box office results for the weekend. The lack of success for The Expendables 3 in its opening weekend allowed Michael Bay-produced Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles reboot to remain on top of the US box office with $28.4 million, despite a 57% drop-off from its strong opening weekend. It has grossed $117 million domestically so far. Marvel Studios' Guardians of the Galaxy, directed by James Gunn, became the 6th movie of the summer to cross the 200 million mark, as it remained in second place with 24.7 million, down just 41% in its third weekend. The $222 million it has grossed after 3 weekends makes it the 6th highest grossing movie of 2014, with 2 more full weeks of the summer, and it will likely to be hanging out in the top 5 for both weeks. We would not be surprised to see Guardians gross the $21 million needed to become the top grossing movie of the summer in the US over Transformers' $243 million. It also needs just $37 million more to beat Captain America the Winter Soldier as the highest grossing movie of the year. Like Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Guardians already has a sequel in development that's been given a release date in 2017, except that Marvel have given themselves an extra year to make it, as the Ninja Turtles sequel will be released in summer 2016. Opening on Tuesday night, the Fox comedy Let's Be Cops, starring Damon Wayans Jr. and Jake Johnson from the hit Fox sitcom New Girl, took in $1.2 million in Tuesday previews, another $4 million on Wednesday, and then $3.2 million on Thursday. While it was slightly behind The Expendables 3 on Friday, it surpassed it on both Saturday and in Sunday estimates for an estimated $17.7 million opening weekend, enough to take third place. It has grossed $26.1 million in its first 5 days, and with a reported production budget of just $17 million, the comedy is well on its way to following in the footsteps of many of this summer's other R-rated comedies by recuperating its costs. Opening on Friday in just 3,221 theaters, The Expendables 3 from Lionsgate, starring Sylvester Stallone, Jason Statham, Jet Li, Dolph Lundgren, Randy Couture, Terry Crews, Arnold Schwarzenegger, Wesley Snipes, Antonio Banderas, Mel Gibson, Harrison Ford, Ronda Rousey, and Kellan Lutz wasn't even number one for Friday with a measly $5.9 million. By Sunday, it had fallen further behind Let's Be Cops to bring in about $16.2 million for the weekend. By comparison, the original Expendables opened with $34.8 million in the same weekend in 2010 on its way to $274 million worldwide, while its sequel, The Expendables 2, opened with $29 million on its way to $300 million worldwide. In theory, the third movie could still do well worldwide, but it's unlikely to gross more than $50 million domestically. Many will likely credit the movie failure to millions who watched the movie via an illegal download which leaked 2 weeks before the movie's theatrical release. Unsurprisingly, the audience for the third movie was 61% male and 66% over the age of 25, although the movie received an A- cinema score by those who went out to see it this weekend, meaning the audience generally liked it. Based on the 1983 novel The Giver, starring Jeff Bridges, Meryl Streep, and Brenton Thwaites, opened in fifth place with a measly $12.8 million in 3,003 theaters, averaging $4,249 per theater. With three new movies entering the top 10, that knocked the rest of the returning movies down three notches, with New Line's giant tornado disaster flick Into the Storm down a whopping 57% for a sixth place showing of $7.7 million. The Helen Mirren vehicle, The 100-Foot Journey, had one of the strongest holds due to strong word of mouth. It dropped just 35% to take seventh place. Luc Besson's action thriller Lucy took eighth place. Step Up All In dropped to ninth place, and Richard Linklater's Boyhood expanded even further this weekend, and it finally entered the top 10. And that's all we have time for on this episode of Front Seat Cinema. Thank you for joining me. I'll be back next week with the final episode of the summer before we revert to a less regular schedule. Visit buzzhub.info throughout the week. Thank you for listening. Goodbye.